Welcome to the WLS Gut Health Podcast, your solution to restoring stomach and intestinal health after weight loss surgery. Welcome. My name is Dawn Boxall, and I am your host, and I am super excited to have you join us today on discovering the relevance of gut health after weight loss surgery. I would first recommend checking out our website, WLSgutHealth.com, and you'll find lots of free information and free recipes that you can use to help build up your gut health to solve any stomach or intestinal problems you might be experiencing since surgery. I've spent the last 20 years as a bariatric dietitian, and with the experience of counseling tens of thousands of you, it pushed me to seek out more education and more information on how to help resolve this huge problem that many of you experience after weight loss surgery. And to give you a little background, I didn't have to look too far because this was something that I had to correct in my own health. And that's where a lot of the application began. I took what I was utilizing with my doctor and applying it to weight loss surgery patients and was getting tremendous results and just solving so many problems that many of you have never been able to have resolution in a conventional sense. So what I mean by that is if you go to your bariatric center or going to your, even family doctor, many of the treatments that they are trained on to use for your gut health are not effective with weight loss surgery patients. And when I worked with my functional medicine doctor on restoring my own gut health, that's when all of that kind of came together and made it really just a simple transition for applying it to you and this weight loss surgery population. So first off, I want to give you some background and understanding of what I'm really meaning when I say gut health and what does it involve. So at a high level, big picture type of thought process, it's really involving anything that deals with digestion and the impacts it either positively or negatively. So that could be anything, all the way from your mouth all the way to your colon. And that whole system is really, there's separate parts of it, but yet they're all interconnected. And unfortunately, conventional healthcare, medicine, however you want to say it, they look at each system as separate. And with functional medicine, it pulls it all together and you look at the whole thing as one connected system, and it allows you to deliver different results because you understand the whole package deal. And that's really the difference compared to what you get at your family doctor or at most bariatric centers. They're going to approach it in a conventional sense where you will be usually prescribed a pill, multiple pills sometimes because of the symptoms that you're having. So let's talk about some of the most common signs that someone would experience if their gut health is not in a good place. So bloating or belly distension after a meal, gas, commonly it is foul smelling. So if you can clear a room or feel like you are so embarrassed, then this is probably describing you. heartburn, or you have to take antacids like Tums or Xantax or the PPIs, the proton pump inhibitors, Prevacid, Prilosec, Nexium, all those. If you're having to take those on a daily basis, you have gut issue problems. Belching. So if you eat a meal and you have belching, or even not eating a meal, but you have belching, constipation and diarrhea, if you're going back and forth, or you have one or the other, your gut health is compromised. Abdominal pain. So if you're experiencing abdominal pain frequently and your surgeon has ruled out, you know, bowel obstructions, and they've ruled out any ulcers and those, you know, common things that you have to address first, this could be part of it. Your gut health may be compromised. If you get sick very easily, you catch every cold known to man, your gut health is compromised. If you are struggling with weight regain, and sometimes very easily, you feel like you can eat something and the next day you just feel all poofy and swollen and you feel like, oh my gosh, I just know I'm holding on to weight. Or you can't lose weight. You have literally stopped losing and it doesn't make sense. You're doing all the right things and you're working out, you're drinking your fluids, you're taking your vitamins, and you are making good food choices and it just is not coming off, then you probably have gut health issues. If you're really just struggling with having energy to make it through the day, or you can sit down and fall asleep pretty easily, that's another sign of a gut imbalance. Another is if you really struggle with your mental or your emotional health. So depression, anxiety, panic attacks, all those, or your mood is just off all the time. Those are also signs of a gut imbalance. And then the last one is you struggle with deficiencies in the macro and micronutrients. So what does that really mean? Macros are your proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. So say you're eating meat very well and your protein, you're getting all the protein in, you're hitting those high numbers of grams of protein a day, but yet your protein labs come back low. Same with vitamin and mineral deficiencies. Those are your micronutrients. So if you consistently have iron or, you know, vitamin D or B12 or those type of deficiencies, it could be derived from your gut health. So all those are just the most common symptoms. There are other non-common ones, joint pain. So if you have a lot of, you know, knees or back, elbow pain, or just, you know, all your joints are just achy frequently. You've started having headaches. You've had skin issues like rosacea, rashes, or acne that's just come out of nowhere. Your thyroid level is now all over the board, or, you know, and your endocrinologist or your family doctor is struggling to manage it. And then also inability to manage stress. So if you really struggle with, you know, when things are thrown at you and given to you in life, and you just really kind of shut down and you feel overwhelmed very quickly, that is related to your gut health. And then also food intolerances. If you start seeing that foods are just really making you feel miserable after you eat, then your gut is to blame. So all those are kind of the things that people don't think about as a contributor. So what do you do if you have listened to this podcast and you're thinking to yourself, hey, I have a lot of these symptoms. I have a lot of these problems that she's describing. You know, what do I do? First, I would go to our website and get registered to receive emails from us so you can start learning and educating yourself on this topic. And go to WLSgutHealth.com so that you can, one, you can research it right on our website and start understanding and learning then. And also, as we send out the emails and updates and just everything that becomes available to you, you will be in the forefront of knowing that information first. So that's what I would do first. Then I would download our Quick Start e-guide, highlighting 5 easy steps to improving your stomach and intestinal problems after weight loss surgery. Then I'd encourage you to subscribe to our weekly podcast so that you get updated every week on the new topics of gut health and how it relates to you after weight loss surgery. Some weeks I'll be interviewing experts in the area of gut health, and sometimes I'll just be educating you on new research that's out or new topics that are relevant. And then we'll also interview other patients and how they have transformed their gut health. So we'll have just kind of a variety of participants so that you can get a full understanding of how to manage your gut health after weight loss surgery. If you like today's show, make sure to go into iTunes and leave us a rating, and hopefully it's a 5-star because you are super excited about restoring your gut health. If you would take the time to write a review and share what excites you the most, that would be greatly appreciated because shows are ranked inside of iTunes based on reviews and stars. So we look forward to becoming your solution to restoring your stomach and intestinal health after weight loss surgery.